Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Live, Yahweh's radio, featuring voices of the true Israelites. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. V-O-T-T-Y. Voices of the true Israelites. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH, proper pronunciation, Yahweh, to his people Israel. We're going to stroll down the international side and see who all join us for another episode, and we'll get it going on. We'll look on the international side and see how many international countries have logged in to this broadcast and all the slots is filled. All the slots is filled. That's 195 international countries got represented in for this broadcast. And what's flashing out of New York on the international side? I don't see nothing, New York. Oh, okay. Thank you. 109-521. 109-521. On the international side, 109-521. Got a lot of memos coming in, and we're looking at it as we speak. So what we'll do is we'll find the elder and bring the elder in and let you know we're bringing this broadcast, and we'll take it from now after Elder laid the foundation. 195 international countries, 109-521 is listed on the international side flashing. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Tim. Yahweh Bishael, see you right.
And Yahweh bless you, Sirs, Reverend C. Royal. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Yahweh bless you there. Elder Mr. Tim, another fine, fine audience. All the flock is filled 195 international countries. 109.521 is flashing. So whatever you got to tell the 109.521, you're on the clock. Let's still take your time while we take a look at some of these memos. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh, bless you, Sirius. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like another outstanding number of people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. 509,521 listeners that came to hear Yahweh's word. And you know what? That's a good thing. Because we all came to hear the things that most of us can hear. And some listening never understand. And that's without proper teaching. And that's what we provide. And to see those things in the Bible that most of us can see, some looking can never find. It's the misinformed that can do none of these things. And again, that's without proper teaching. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures. We're given the knowledge to know that there's those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching. And also the overly loud bump the gums people that want to give you their own interpretation of the Bible for righteous learning, even using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. Can you imagine that? That makes me think about what Yahweh hates. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, let's see what it says. Verse 16, these six things doeth the Yahweh hate, yea, even our seven are an abomination unto him. 17, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18, a heart of mind that devilish wicked imaginations, and feet that be swift in running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he is the discordance among brothers. Well, we have to know what it tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. Verse 3 says, every spirit that confess that Yahweh the Son come is not of your flesh, is not of Yahweh, and the spirit of that is the spirit of the anti-Yahweh. Therefore you have heard that it should come, even now already is in the world. So to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity and wrong teachings, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you found out what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelite tribe, Yada, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30, the current time. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar is explained in biblical detail with scripture about when they begin, what they're all about, and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's available only during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're using also two email addresses for the listening members to use. This is to write your written opinions. The first one is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH @gmail.com. The other is YHDHYSRAEL @gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we do have a few numbers you can basically call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 69 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yahuwah. Choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, after the normal broadcast, we're also on Paltalk and sometimes simultaneously transmitting on both. On Paltalk, you can find us under ethnic group, African American. Look for the Voices of the True Israelite. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online air to answer questions about the discussed topic put on the table will be Elder Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered, as I have actually seen before. Failure to follow these righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if teaching times end before Broad Talk, instead of teaching times end, we will continue teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when listening, do not try to win the Bump the Gums contest. What's going to happen? You're going to miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. Remember what it told us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So that way, you won't have to be taking the verses another way, listening to the noisemakers, complainers, and don't forget about the deceptive listeners. They've clearly forgotten when doing all this that we're only one man or one woman, and time is not in our favor. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Jacques Wally created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Anyone that ever says they've done more, they just lie. That's the work of another, past Jacques Wally's creation. Now that's impossible. So to find out what our possibilities would be, keep your Bibles open while our teaching time is yet to begin. I shall turn our program over to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And Elder, Mr. Till, that was excellent again on your part. We'll catch you on the bottom part, and we'll get some more. So we're trying to do about three, four things at one time. Very interesting memos I'm looking at. Very interesting. And we'll see. Now, what I can say, we'll see. We leave it like that. We go on find Brother Yahdai Israel and drag him in. Like I said, we was only hours away from the Sabbath day and got to get right back on it. So what we have did, and we accomplished a lot, but it's still a whole lot more to accomplish there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So when you meet your brother, what a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh be with you there, Seed Roy.
Yahweh bless you, Seed Israel, Seed Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Well, that's why we're saying, you know, we'll get us some, no, I'm good for one verse. I'm good for one. For the Jeremiah. I'm good for one verse there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. I'm good for one verse. See, sometimes, Brother Yahdai Israel, in the first king, it told old Seer, he said, this young lady is coming to, theme herself as another woman. So you, and but a husband sent her over there. That's true. And so he had to tell her what time it is, and that's the same thing that we have to be clear about. We have to always examine some things. He put that spirit in you, and when you wanted to lay back and ride shotgun, he put that spirit in you. You've got to say something, you know, because them the signs that he has already shown. So I'm in Jeremiah, Brother Yahdai Israel. I'm about the 20th chapter. And Jeremiah chapter 20, I'm good for one before we get going on. And Jeremiah chapter 1, 20 verse 7. Can you help me out a little bit in 20 verse 7 now, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Jeremiah chapter 20, verse number 7 reads, book of Jeremiah chapter 20. Verse number 7. O Yahuwah, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. Verse number 8. Because as I spake, I cried out.
Right there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Like I said, I'm good for a minute. So he said, everyone mocked me. But what do we say is, And Sirach post 7 behind, he said, Jeremiah was talking to Yahuwah. He said, everybody mocking me, Yahuwah. So then Yahuwah said, well, what is your petition now? What is your petition? What did he say in Sirach 4 verse 7?
The book of Sirach chapter 4 verse 7 read, Get thyself the love of the congregation, and bow thy head to a great man.
Mm-hmm. Get that love of the congregation and bow our head down to a great man. So that let me know, but me trying to figure out something like that, that ain't what I really wanted. So I'll leave that right there. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. You on the clock, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's get something going on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, Verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. So I try to jump out there and give me a couple of little jabs in there, but I'm thumbing all around, so why even worry about it? So we open up tape number 37. We'll open up in Acts chapter 20, verse 28. But that was very interesting what way I thought I was going. But he can say, yeah, you have all the plans you want, Sarah. That's where you thought you was going. But that's the way I want you to go. Okay, well, hey, what can I say? So Acts chapter 20, verse 28, we'll start right there on tape number 37. And what did that say there, Brother Yagdai Israel?
The book of Acts chapter 20, verse number 28 reads, take ye therefore unto yourself, to all the flock, over the which the righteous spirit hath made you overseer, to feed the congregation of Yahweh, which he hath purchased with his own blood.
He said, be very careful about the flock he hath made the six anointed camps over, and make sure you feed the flock of Yahweh, six anointed camps. Let's precept that to 27, verse 23 of Proverbs. Get a precept out of that, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's precept that to Proverbs 27, verse 23.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 27, verse number 23 reads, Proverbs 27, verse 23, be you diligent to know the state of your flock and look well to your herds.
So is you hearing what he's saying there, Brother Yahweh Israel? See, understand something. That the flock is going to come to the six anointed camp from all directions. So we have to make sure we prepared to examine. We might be on something, Brother Yahweh Israel, and that was a case in point yesterday. You might be on something, but we have to be clear that we have to sometimes put down what we on and get directly on the case. Because the flock can come from all angles. Because the timeline is now. So we have to make sure we clear. And read that verse again in 27, verse 23. One more time, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Proverbs 27, verse 23 reads, be you diligent to know the state of your flocks and look well to your herds.
Mm-hmm. So we have to be diligently. Look up that word. Tell me that word mean, that Brother Yahweh. What that word mean? Diligently. What that mean?
Diligently. I'm looking at onlinedictionary.com and it reads diligently in a way that shows care and constituents in one's work or duty.
So he said, care. So sometimes, see, Brother Yahweh Israel, the fox tail had been lit and curtain had went up. So we have to clear that we have to care for the What do they call in Matthew chapter 10? Matthew chapter 10, they got a word. They got a word for them. They call in Matthew chapter 10, and I got to precept that properly. And Matthew chapter 10 is a word for them that, in verse 6. What's the word for in Matthew 10, verse 6, there above Yahweh Israel?
The book of Matthew 10, verse number 6. Go rather to the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we have to never forget that. we have to remember, because sooner or later in Luke, and sooner or later in Luke there, Brother Yahjai Israel, sooner or later, and that's why we have to have a keen eye and we have to stay focused on a keen eye around this time, sticking on account. We got to keep a keen eye on some things right now in verse number. Can you help me out, Brother Yahjai Israel? We're struggling, but we're looking for something. Because, see, right now we got to keep a keen eye open right now for something around this time right now. So can you help me out on what I'm looking for, Brother Yahjai Israel? Can you give me can you help me out a little bit? I'm looking for a profound statement that was it's about the two sons. It's about the two sons, you know, and one went this way. One went this way, that Brother Yahjai Israel. But something he did, and can you take it from that, Brother Yahjai Israel?
Yeah, I'm looking at that. See, Israel, see, Roy.
All right. What are you working with?
I'm looking at Luke chapter 15.
Luke chapter 15?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's see what we're working with in Luke chapter 15 there, Brother Yahjai. I'm looking for a profound statement in Luke chapter 15 that Luke chapter 15, but yeah, 17. I'm looking for verse 17 now, Brother Yahjai Israel. What it says in Luke chapter 15, verse 17.
Book of Luke chapter 15, verse number 17, read. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?
Mm-hmm. So when he came to himself, so that's what we ran to Brother Yahjai Israel. Because see, we clear that, and then when that happens, we have to immediately do some Matthew Spobo. Immediately, we gotta get our surgery parts out. Because whatever they own, we gotta immediately get our surgery parts out. And that is Matthew 4:4. What does it say there in Matthew 4:4?
The book of Matthew 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man and woman shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So immediately we got to get to that. Let's run to Luke chapter 3, verse 8. Let's look at Luke 3, verse 8. So immediately, immediately, take on the count. Because, see, right now, the world is confused. And the only one, probably have the answer at these times, will be the sixth anointed count of voices of the true Israelites. So we have to focus right in and know what to do and what we will have to do. We got to make sure we got some Acts 10 on us. We got to make sure when time appointed, we got to immediately do some Acts verse 10. Acts verse 10 there, Brother Yahjai. We got to give me the last two lines in Acts 10, verse 4 and 3. We got to immediately do something. Also what? We got to immediately do some also in Acts 10, verse 45, and pick it up where it says also. We got to do what?
The book of Acts 10, verse 45. Also was poured out the gift of the righteous spirit.
Hey, that's something. We got to pour it out. And that's what we have to make sure Brother Yahdai Israel. Sometimes you might, you know, see the other teachers, you know, day in, and that might be working on something that they'll put together. But immediately we have to back away from that and get our pouring out spirit. We got to pull out some things. Because, see, one thing about it, and what we got to pull out, now let's run to Luke 3, verse 8 now. So we immediately got to get doing some pouring there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Luke chapter 3, verse 8, what did it say?
The book of Luke chapter 3, verse number 8 reads, book of Luke chapter 3, verse number 8. Luke chapter 3, verse 8 reads, bring forth therefore fruits, virtue, begin as to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. But I say unto you, that Yahweh is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham.
So, you know, you ask, you know, well, you know, I'm still in the word. Well, we understand you're still in the word, but the same joking. But you got to be in the word. Now, just back up to Luke chapter 4, verse 4 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Till we go on somewhere from the memos and like I say, I'm not surprised. I hear the thing just like a, yeah, hold on, let me pull it out anyway. Let me pull that out. Because the conversation going on in First Kings there, Brother Yahdai, is I got to pull it out. Because he said pull it out. See, we laid a foundation on something to be aware of it. You remember we read it twice already in Proverbs 27:23. We got to be care to know the state of the flock, and the flock you're talking about, the flock of Israel. We got to understand something. I don't care how they present themselves. We know if you're not connected and in the six anointed camps, we know that your growth is at a standstill. We perfectly clear of that. Because we can tell, all we got to do is start popping that book by 4 or 5 good licks, and we know exactly that you'll be fumbling all over the place, because the bottom line, your timing is down, because you have to stick with this, and it got to be in you until 24:14. What it says in Matthew 24:14?
The book of Matthew 24, verse number 14 reads, Matthew chapter 24, verse number 14. And this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness to all nations. And then shall the end come.
And a precept that to 2 Ezra 6, verse 6 and 7. Precept that to 2 Ezra chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. We don't have some foundation, Cody. You know, we see it. And you know what's written over there in Sirach, the book of Jasper, he asked Eliezer and his right-hand man, Eliezer was the right-hand man, and he asked his son Ishmael. He said in the 23rd chapter, what you see is that we don't see nothing. So what we saying, Brother Yahdai Israel, you know, the vision got to be clear of what we saying, because what we seeing is what we seeing. So what you reading that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of 2 Ezra 6, verse number 6 and verse number 7 reads. Book of 2 Ezra 6, verse 6. Then did I consider these things, and they were made to me alone, and to none other. By me also they shall be ended, and by none other. Verse 7. Then after I said, what shall be the part asunder of the time? Or which shall the end of the first? And the beginning of it that followed.
So this thing was beginning by Yahweh, and he picked a ministry to close this thing out. I know we say it's a lot of things, but we backed up the instructions on every point. It's a ministry called Voices of the True Israelites, and their job is to close it. So the ministry you hear from the six anointed camp, it is the closing the clothing stays royal. That's why we have to be more than focused on what we got to do in the line of some dust ass Yahuwah. So, what you holding at, brother? You, what you holding that thing, brother Yahuwah Israel?
I was just finished that second entry, 667.
Okay, good. So did we get up some Luke 4 verse 4 yet?
No, we didn't. No, we didn't touch that.
All right, excellent. Let's see what it says in Luke chapter 4, verse 4.
The book of Luke chapter 4, verse number 4 reads, Book of Luke 4, verse number 4. And Yahuwah the Son answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we was holding something, Brother Yahdai Israel. We was holding the 14th chapter, remember? First Kings. We was holding First Kings 14 to lay a point in that we're gonna be watching for the ones that say and First Kings 14 that Brother Yahdai Israel. First Kings chapter 14. Now, there was a conversation going on, you know, the king of Northern Kingdom, he talked to his wife and told her all the good things, and how the seer told him that he's going to be all this good stuff. We don't worry about all that. But then he's going to tell his wife something in verse 4, and we'll take it on down to verse 7. So he's going to talk to his wife in the privacy of his house, his mansion. And he gonna give her instructions in 14 verse 4, and let's see what happens when we take it down to verse 7. First King 14, fall down to verse 7, Brother Yahdai Israel. We also live on Pal Talk. We live on Pal Talk, and like I told Brother Micaiah, make sure you do such thing. Because one thing about it, we're trying to lay table have been set, Brother Micaiah Israel C. Reyes, and we asked you something yesterday, and prayerfully you did get into that, because this lesson is geared into the Saturday class of yesterday. It's geared in for the Saturday class, and Both of them need to be on the airways listening to this broadcast, Brother Micaiah Israel C. Wright. You know what I'm talking about. All right, good. So now, Brother Yahdai Israel. So in the 14th chapter, verse 4, down to verse 7, what does it say?
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 14, verse number 4 through 7 reads. Book of 1 Kings 14, verse 4. And Jeroboam's wife did so. And arose and went to Shiloh, came to the house of Ahiah, the seer. But Ahiah could not see. But Ahiah could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. Verse number 5. Yahuwah said unto Ahiah the seer, Behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of you for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shall thou say unto her, Where shall be when she cometh in, that she shall feign herself to be another woman. Verse number 6. And it was so when Ahiah the seer heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door. And he said, Come in, you wife of Jeroboam, for feignest thyself to be another. For I have sent to thee with heavy tidings. Verse number 7. Go tell Jeroboam, thus saith Yahuwah of Israel, For as much as I exalted thee from among the people, I made thee prince over my people, Israel, northern kingdom.
Mm-hmm. That's real nice. So you see that the seer was in line with them some dust as Yahuwah, and just like we see it getting ready to unfold as we speak, regardless about how they come in on tippy toes or whatever they come in, is we have to immediately get read off into this business. And Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 and 4 says what? What do Deuteronomy chapter Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 and 4 say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Deuteronomy 8, verse number 3, verse number 4. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 3. And he humbled you, suffered you to hunger, fed you with manna, which you knew of not. Neither did your father know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh, the man and woman live. Verse 4, your raiment waxed not old upon you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years.
Mm-hmm. So man live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Almighty Yahweh. And come back again. And at Proverbs 27:23, very important verse there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What it says in Proverbs 27, verse 23.
The book of Proverbs 27, verse 23. Be you diligent to note the state of your flocks and look well to your herd.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You got to, and diligently means you got to care and look directly at the flock that the sixth anointed camp will be put in, and they're going to come from all over the known world to get in where they fit in. And I'm saying one thing, Steve Ray. The time is now, Brother Zechariah. It's time for some Zechariah chapter 2, verse 1. The time is now. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 1. What does it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Zechariah chapter 2, verse number 1 reads, Book of Zechariah 2, verse number 1. I lifted up mine eyes again and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand.
Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know, I'm looking right at Zephaniah, so make that Zephaniah 2:1. So I'm looking right at 2:1. I don't know why did I say that. And I'm looking, I turned the book myself. Zephaniah 2:1. Make that Zephaniah 2:1 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So I mean, his book be turned on his own. So that's why we know that we own something. Because this book sometimes gets to turn on his own. You might think that's the wind blows that. No, we're going to show you soundly. What wind blow? We're going to show you sound it through scripture. What wind is doing the blowing? Maybe it's not in this lesson. Maybe so. We're going to show you what wind is really blowing. Probably it's in this lesson. In Zephaniah 2:1, what's got to happen there, Brother Yahdai Israel? 1 and 2?
Because Zephaniah chapter 2, verse number 1. Gather yourself together. Yea, gather together, O nation, not these up.
Mm-hmm. The time is right now. We got to gather together, O nation, not desire. We all end time prophecy, but we got to detour just a minute, but we'll get right back on it. But we got to gather ourselves together, O nation. That's why you got to know what the flock needs right away. Right away. You know, what it say in verse 2? Listen to what it say in verse 2.
Verse number 2, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the shaft, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you.
You see, so the day of Yahweh's anger is very close, see, right? We can tell you more, but it's the Yahweh to tell you more. Let's run to Matthew 25. And pick up verse 35 through 40. Listen good to what Yahweh is saying. We're going to take a look at something. We're going to analyze something. Now, Yahweh is going to analyze something. Brother Micaiah, Israel, C. Ray. He's going to analyze something. He's going to analyze something, Brother Micaiah, Israel, C. Ray. Brother Yahweh, Israel, Matthew 25, 35 through 40. Listen good.
Book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse number 35 through 40 reads. Book of Matthew 25, verse number 35. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Verse number 36. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. In prison, and you came unto me. Verse 37. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Yahweh, this saw we you hungry, fed you, thirsty, gave you drink. Verse 38. When saw we you a stranger took you in, or naked, and clothed you. Verse 39. Or when saw we you sick in prison, came unto you. Verse number 40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, truly, verily I say unto you, as much as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brothers, sisters, you have done it unto me.
Take that stuff. So he was using an illustration. And they said, well, we never seen you in that position. Then he said, I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the one that you're looking directly at. That's why I said you got to focus in on what your assignment is. And your assignment is, bottom line, is to take hold on them two brothers. Take hold on them two brothers for a reason. It all will unfold what we're talking about. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. Take hold. Keep up with them two brothers. Brother Micaiah, Israel, C. Ray. So now, let's run to Proverbs there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now we read, and matter of fact, let's stop in Isaiah 58:1-2. Because here, what we're trying to say, we're trying to tie this in before we get to what we're going to get to. And Isaiah, we got to make sure we got up from Isaiah 58:1-2 working with us. Isaiah 58:1-2.
Isaiah 58. Verse number 1, verse number 2 reads, Isaiah 58, verse 1, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet, and show my people their sin, and the family of Israel their sin. Verse 2, if they seek me daily, and delight to know my way, as a nation that did righteousness, forsook not the ordinance of their Yahweh, they ask of me the ordinance of justice, they take diligence, they take delight in approaching to Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Now, all I want to do is, like I said, an itty-bitty piece of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I might be looking for verse 2, but I know I want verse 1. Let's see how 1 come out, because we just want to get hit into 2 Thessalonians 2:1 there, Brother Yahdai Israel, because Paul is doing some tall talking. And he said something in 2 verse 1, and what did he say?
Book of 2 Thessalonians 2, verse number 1. And we beseech you, brothers and sisters, by the coming of our Yahweh the Son, and by our gathering together unto him.
See, the great big gathering, see, or the gathering is on his way. The great big gathering is on his way. And that's why we have to be clear and know whom you're gathering with. Because Yahweh, he got big plans, and he started with the sixth anointed camp of forces over to his life. So one thing about it, we got to be focused. And once you hear something, don't be out of the moderator himself. It be coming from above through that moderator to say some things in these trying times today. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18 down to verse 28. Let's get that out the way, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's get that 1 Corinthians chapter 2 out the way, verse 18 down to verse 28. There's going to be a lot of good stuff in here, but we can't work it all of it in, so we're going to put it on take number 37. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18 down to verse 28. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18 through 28.
Yes, sir. That sounds pretty good. That sounds real good.
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 18 to 28 reads. Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 18. But now have Yahweh set the members, every one of them in the body, as it had pleased him. Verse 19. If they were all one member, where were the body? Verse 20. But now are they many members, yet but one body. Verse 21. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Verse 22. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. Verse 23. Those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely part a more abundant comeliness. Verse 24. For our comely part have no need, but Yahweh have tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacks. Verse 25. There should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Verse 26. Whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Verse 27. Now you are the body of Yahweh the Son and members in particular. Verse 28. Yahweh has set some in the congregation, first, apostles, secondarily, seers, thirdly, teachers, after that miracle, then gifts of healing, help, government, diversity of tongues.
Uh-huh. Right. So everybody got a different position that they're going to be, that they got to champion their position. See, whatever position you have, you got to champion that position. And Luke 12:48, because Yahweh is saying some things. And what is he saying in Luke 12:48 there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 48 reads. Luke chapter 12, verse number 48. But ye that do not and yet commit sin worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. To whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more.
See, much is given and much is required, and the one that got the much gonna say, hey, give me some more. See, that's the spirit that's gonna kick off the six anointed camp when we recognize when you got that spirit on you, that you step to the plate, because the bottom line, we got brothers that's wrestling into themselves. And we know the only way that wrath is going to come as still water. We know some Proverbs 12:25 got to be worked with. What it says in Proverbs 12:25, that Brother Yahdah?
The book of Proverbs.
Yeah, 12:25. What do that say?
The book of Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25 reads, heaven is in the mind of man, and woman maketh it stupid, but a good word maketh it glad.
Wait a minute, Brother Yahdah Israel. What do what again? What make you glad?
But a good word maketh it glad.
Hey, that's a good word will make you glad. So the point we making, a good word will make you glad. Since I'm on a camp, you gotta understand something. You know, the world is lost, and it's not gonna be. And then Yahweh made it plain in 17 verse 9 to change the world. See, you gotta understand something. Yahweh made it plain in 17 verse 9 of St. John. He made it plain about the world. What did he say about the world, that Brother Yahdah Israel?
Book of St. John 17, verse number 9 reads, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are you.
See, understand something, fixing on the camp. The one that made the world said he ain't praying for the world. So as long as you sitting there watching that one-eyed Satan, you trying to look at the world to try to pull something loose for you, and that's contrary to Yahuwah. Yahuwah said, I don't even pray for the world. I pray for them. Them that are what? What did he say? He prayed for them. That's what, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
I pray for them, which thou hast given me, for they are yours.
See that? And then we just got to reading that Matthew 25. He said, no. He said, I ain't nothing happening with me. I didn't come down here to be put up in that situation. I came down to jumpstart you to get on them dumb law folks. And you got to recognize when some show they are lost. And from they need that attack right away on nothing but that word. They need to be built up and it made it plain. What do a good word do? What do a good word do, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
Book of Proverbs 12, verse number 25. But
now, what
a good
do?
Word make it glad.
Ain't that something? A good word makes glad, Israel. So that's the point we're trying to make. A good word makes you glad. Let's bob on that. Let's run to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. I mean, follow up on that a little bit, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Let's run to Romans chapter 15, verse 4.
The book of Romans, chapter 15, verse number 4 reads, book of Romans, chapter 15, verse number 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime, written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
Ain't that something? Wait a minute. Our comfort is the... See, that's what we're trying to tell you, see, right here. When the sixth anointing counts, get something going on, we have to be clear that the comfort zone, according to the Bible, must be in the what, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
And comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
So you see what we're saying, see, Ray? We got to immediately get and put some book down. We got to immediately, because the comfort, because we don't be knowing, that's why I tell the sixth anointed count. Get a notepad. Get everybody's telephone number in the sixth anointed count. Communicate with your brother, because you don't know what your brother, what your sister is going through until you need again. But this is where, but the comfort zone must be, what kind of way, Bobby, I die as well?
Of the scriptures.
There you go right there, see, right? There you go right there. That's the comfort zone, the scriptures. We got to put some scriptures on those that's within the sixth anointed count. We got to commune and talk some scriptures. That is our way back. That's the bonding he's talking about. Let's run to Proverbs 15 and look at verse number 7. So it's very important to understand what we're saying, because the man had already gave those see a little glance at some things, and when we try to tell you something, that's why we tell you, make sure you not that old telephone, make sure you got your book. Get the numbers in the book, and remember one thing. Come back and read Proverbs 12:25. This might be on a middle of the week. Might be in the middle of the week. You got to, in the middle of the week, drop a 12:25 down. What did it say again in Proverbs 12:25? In the middle of the week. What did it say?
Look at Proverbs 12, verse 25. Heaven is in the mind of man, make it astute. But a good word, make it glad.
You see that? A good word. That's the game changer theory. We have been blessed to hear a lot of words. Now we got to be able to do a lot of work. And we have to keep in contact with those that's within, according to the Almighty Yahweh. And what we'll drop on them is a good word. A good word, Steve Reagan. That's the key. Now, did you give me that 15 verse 7 yet?
Yes, sir.
What is that saying in Proverbs 15, verse 7,
that Brother Yahdai is there? The book of Proverbs 15, verse 7 reads, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the mind of foolish does not so.
Take that down. Read that again.
The book of Proverbs 15, verse 7, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the mind of the foolish do of not so.
See, the mind of a fool is going to always come contrary to what we're working with. And you're going to be able to recognize that. But when you drop a good word down and what come back in return is the mind of the foolish, then he know. Then he tell you exactly what you do in that case. He tell you exactly what you do in that case in Luke 10. So, you know, you have to understand some things. Let the Bible do the talking. But in Luke chapter 10, they make a final statement there, Brother Yahdai Israel. It says something in Luke chapter 10. He says, Luke chapter 10, and what do it say in verse number 8?
Book of Luke chapter 10. Verse number 8 reads, into whatsoever city you enter.
Well, hold that point. Hold that point, Brother Yahdai Israel. Just get that verse number 6. 6 down to verse 8.
Book of Luke, chapter 10. Verse number 6 through 8 reads, Book of Luke 10, verse number 6. That the Son of Peace be there. Your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. Verse number 7. Then the same house remain eating and drinking, such thing as they give. For the labor is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. Verse number 8. Into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such thing as are set before you.
Mm-hmm. So, in the book of Acts chapter 2, verse, pick it around about verse 45 to 47. What it says in the book of Acts chapter 2 there, Brother Yahdai Israel, pick it up around about 45 down to verse 47. Let's look at this right here. See, we got to make sure we got to see this book unfold. We got to paint the picture. Paint that picture. 245 to 47 says what?
The book of Acts chapter 2, verse 45 to 47 reads. Acts 2, verse 45. So their possession and good imparted to all men, as every man had need. Verse 26. They continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with glad and singleness of mind. Verse 27, praising Yahweh and having favor with all the people, Yahweh added to the congregation of Israel such as should be saved.
And Yahweh kicks in. When we kick in and recognize the signs of the time, then Yahweh kicks in. So we got, you know what Christians do? Christians, you go into they call them demo churches. And they don't meet and do no greeting. They do a whole lot of kissing and hugging when it's all over and all that, but they out all the way. What we got to do, we got to know, we got to be clear what is they saying. We got to have that spirit, and you know when you got your Proverbs 27:23. See, you got to make sure he'll give it to you. He'll give you a Proverbs 27, verse 23. What does it say, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Proverbs 27, verse 23 reads, be thou vigilant to note the state of your flocks and look well to your herds.
Mm-hmm. You got to know who and why, and then it's time for you to step up to the plate. And Nehemiah made a final statement. So Nehemiah going to tell you exactly about such a thing in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. We'll read the whole verse, but the bottom part, I'm going to be zeroing in. And we got to be clear what was told in Nehemiah in the 8th chapter, verse 10 there, Brother Yahweh. What was saying there?
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse number 10 reads, Nehemiah 8, verse 10. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and portion unto them from whom nothing is prepared. For this day is righteous unto Yahweh. Neither be sorrow, for the joy of Yahweh is your strength.
Amen. Wait a minute, your what is who? What it says again, Brother Yahweh Israel? You got a lot of brothers and sisters, you can watch them, and they can sound like a bullhorn, but then you ease up to them and find out their joy was talking about, their joy, hold that part. It wasn't the joy of James 4:4-8. See, their joy can be, and you got to recognize that. You got to watch what get a person working. And listen to what he says in James. I'll come back here again. But he told you what your joy is supposed to be in. But then all of a sudden, James chapter 4, verse 4, you do 8. What he says in James chapter 4, verse 4 down to verse 8.
Book of James chapter 4, verse number 4-8 reads. Book of James 4, verse number 4. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with Yahweh? Whosoever therefore would be a friend of the world is the enemy of Yahweh. Verse number 5. Do you think the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? Verse number 6. He giveth more mercy, wherefore he saith, Yahweh resisted the proud, but giveth mercy unto the humble. Verse 7, submit yourself therefore to Yahweh. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse number 8, draw nigh to Yahweh, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your mind, you double-minded.
Mm-hmm. But you might walk upon a conversation. I mean, you might hear all type of laughter. I mean, they laughing, holding their sides in a good conversation. But then you bow the conversation, it's about something that's contrary to the Bible, ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. And now you want to try to get in on that list. And it says in 1 John chapter 2, 15, down to verse 17. So that's why we got to see what works a person. And we find out that Nehemiah says the joy of Yahweh is your strength. But we have phone calls, conversations, and it's about everything but the joy of Yahweh. It's about everything contrary to that. So he tells you, see, right, you have to recognize some kind of spirit. And then you got to make sure that some kind of spirit is you come in contact with, you got to remember what's written in Romans 16, verse 17. See, what you want to make sure you hear in your ear is from Nehemiah 8, verse 10. The joy of Yahweh is your strength. If you're not hearing that, if the laughter is not that direction, Do you know what he got written over in 16, verse 17? What he got written?
The book of Romans 16, verse 17 reads, I beseech you, brethren, mark in which cause division and offense, contrary to the teaching, doctrine, which you have learned, and avoid them.
So you see what the man is saying? So if the Nehemiah 10 is not in the conversation, what you see is, what again in Nehemiah 8, verse 10, what it say again there, Brother Yahshua Israel? See, when we be bringing things to the sixth anointed camp, it's not for today, but it's for tomorrow to come. But you can be the same way we read in 1 Kings 14. So come on in. I was expecting you because you've been told, and that is the duty of Sirach 10:1 and 27:23, that Brother Yahshua Israel. Let me throw some on the table for a minute. Let me detour off for a minute to understand that there's many levels in the body. Everybody got a role. You got to champion whatever role is given to you. But it's the same body. But whatever he give you, champion that. Don't say, well, since I'm not the eye, I'm mad at the feet. Well, come on now. So we got different parts to play in the one body. But we got to champion every part that it is that's given to you. So when we say something, take heed to it, because Yahweh has already seen up the road and around the corner, and this is what he do. Hold that point. Ready to get ready and run. I'm running to Samuel for a minute there, Brother Yahweh Israel. In the ninth chapter, can we try to tell you something? That it's time now to really understand that this thing is everybody doing their part. And Yahweh going to bring a call to the thing, see, right? And he's going to ask you, did you take heed to what was said to you? Let's see what it says over here in, what I said in 1 Samuel. See, look what he says here. He made a final statement in 1 Samuel that Brother Yahweh Israel. He said something. He says something in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 15. What he says in 9, verse 15?
The book of 1 Samuel 9, verse 15 reads, and Yahweh told Samuel the seer in his ear a day before Saul came.
You see that? You see the man just said? And verse 27, listen to this.
Verse 27. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel the seer said to Saul, yet your servant passed on before. And he passed on. But stand you still a while, that I may show you word of Yahweh.
Hear that? So you see, the seer's job is to show you the word of Yahweh. Now what it says in 10 verse 1, and 37:23 in the same book of Sirach. What do you say there, Brother Yahweh Israel? You hear what I say? We say what the book says. Do you believe in the book? Well, look what this book says right here in 10 verse 1 and 37:23 of Sirach. What do you say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse number 1 reads, a wise seer will instruct his people. The governor of a prudent seer is well ordered.
That is Sirach 23.
Book of Sirach 37, verse 23 reads, a wise seer instructeth his people, the fruit of his understanding fail not.
Mm-hmm. And what is a wise seer saying in 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 17? What is he saying? What is he saying? 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 17. What is he saying there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of First Judges, chapter 2, verse number 15 to 17 reads. First Judges 2, verse number 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Any man or woman love the world, the love of the Father is not in them. Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, is not of Yahweh the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17, the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he or she that doeth the will of Yahweh shall abide forever.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you have to be clear on what you're saying, and that's why you got to make sure 26:14 of the rock is, you know, you understand it and you pass that on. You pass on a 26:14 of the book of Sirach. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Sirach 26, verse 14 reads, a silent and loving woman is a gift of Yahweh. There is nothing so much work as a mind well instructed.
Well instructed. So that's the key, see, Ray. We got to well instruct those that come in contact with us. We cannot get caught up in the cat talking and all that old extracurricular, and you left out the main ingredient of the word of Yahweh, because the prophecy is unfolding as we unfold ourselves. We can't put no time in those that's contrary to what got to be done for the ones that gonna be saved. And all the way gonna be saved, they gotta hear this word. And it can't be hearing about how many times John got shot and how many times Betty jumped the rope. And they laughing big time on that. No. There's a calling on this minister called the Six Anointed Camps of Voices of the True Israelites. We must take our rightful position in the word. Because do we know that what was already said, Paul made a profound thing here. Somebody says in 2 Corinthians 1:22. So we don't know what's left. But Paul talking from way back there before 96 A.D. We don't know where we at, but look what Paul says in 1:22. Look what he says here. 2 Corinthians 1:22.
The book of 2 Corinthians 1, verse 22. We have also sealed us, given the earnest of the Spirit in our mind.
He said, he also has sealed us. We don't even know. It might be the sealing might be already. We don't know. We don't know how many left before Yahweh can close the door on the sealing part. So when we reach the seventh chapter, end time prophecy 7:1 down to 1:2-3, Paul is saying that it already have been some sealing. See, these camps teaching about 144,000. But see, they don't understand that John was writing prophecy, but the sealing have already been started in Paul's day. So we don't know how many left that gonna be sealed before Zechariah 13:8-10 kick in. We don't know. That's why we're saying, see, right, 600 chapter, listen to me, Kevin. We don't know where this at in the being sealed. They teaching, the world teaching, that they're going to form 144,000. Let me tell you something, see, right? The sealing was already told in Paul's day. Read what Paul said again in 1:22. This is what Paul said. In 2 Corinthians 1:22, look at Paul says.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse number 22 reads, who have also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our mind.
This This is before 96 A.D. That's over 2,000 years ago. So the list is Revelation chapter 7, pick it verse 1. Let's read down to it, get down to. But remember what Paul said now. We don't know where we at. That's why he's telling you, see, right? We got to step up to the plate because we don't know where the timeline is at. But I know one thing he said in Amos 3, verse 7. He said something in Amos 3, verse 7. What did he say in Amos 3, verse 7?
Book of Amos, chapter 3, verse number 7 reads, Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely, therefore, I will do nothing but he reveal his secret to his servants, the seers.
I know for you will. And that's why we're telling you right now. When you told or asked or whether way to do something, get up to the plate and get it done. Get it done. Because we don't know why we saying what we saying. So step up to the plate and get it done. Because we don't know where it is at. And we got to make sure we is prepared because we don't know what time we working on. But the seer will know before you know. And that's why we tell you up front to when something's said, get it done. It unfolds itself. What you working with, Brother Yahweh, Israel, 7 chapter? A Revelation.
The book of Revelation 7, verse number 1, 2, and 3. Revelation 7, verse number 1. And after these things, I saw four minister spirits standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Verse number 2. I saw another minister spirit ascending from the east, having the seal of the living Yahweh. He cried with a loud voice to the four minister spirits, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Verse number 3. Said, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servant of our Yahweh in their forehead.
So, he said, hurt not the earth until he unsealed his servant in their forehead. So he said, now that was John was right. But back up and watch what the cedar said about what he just got through saying. See, you jump over there and you read that. And anytime somebody tell you about the wind, don't let the wind blow on trees, then you know it. The wind blows on trees all the time, see, right? See, that's what he mean by in the 8th chapter of 6 through 9 of Romans. See, listen, see, right? We know where you're at. This is what he says in Romans chapter 8, verse 6 down to verse 9.
The book of Romans chapter 8, verse 6 through 9 reads, book of Romans chapter 8, verse number 6. But to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh, for it's not subject to the Torah instruction of Yahweh. Neither indeed can be. Verse number 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please Yahweh. Verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. It shall be that the spirit of Yahweh dwell in you. If any man or woman have not the spirit of Yahweh the Son, they is none of he.
Okay, well, here's our case in point. See, if you ain't got the spirit of Yahweh, certain things you just don't do. See, you have to recognize those that don't have the spirit of Yahweh because he tell you plainly in 23rd chapter, verse 3, 26 verse 3 of Isaiah, it tells you something. What did it tell you in 26 verse 3?
book of Isaiah 26, verse number 3 reads, book of Isaiah 26, verse number 3, thou wilt keep him or her in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because they trust in you.
Mm-hmm. He said, keep you in perfect peace. If your mind on him, he won't have you all over the place. So you got to recognize when you see people all over the place that's not no Yahweh in them, because if Yahweh in them, they be in perfect peace. They spirit will be. And when you catch a radical and they all over the place, that's because they don't have the spirit of Yahweh, because they're not in perfect peace. See, everything in prophecy is unfolded. Everybody is being revealed through the 6 anointed captain voice of Jerusalem. But we got to continue and add more to what we're doing. That's why we cannot be distracted. Nothing that conduces to a distraction, because of the great work we got to do. It's a great work. What we holding, Brother Yadai, is we hold something. What we hold?
Zechariah 13.
Excellent. Because we read that this four winds, he said on this four winds, that's what he said on the four winds. Now, give me another precept on that. Give me Corinthians 2. I need another precept on that, Brother Yadai, Israel. Because see, he said now, the wind ain't going to blow. You know the wind blowing on the trees, see, right? How many times, Jay, you know the wind blowing. But the carnal mind ain't going to understand nothing. And now the fact, in the book, I know I'm all a praise of now, Brother Yadai, but that's the way that spirit is sometimes. In the book of Jasher, can you help me out when Eliezer, when Abraham was in the 23rd chapter, wait around about verse 40, something, when Eliezer and Ishmael was with Isaac and Abraham, and they asked the question, can you help me out there in the 23rd chapter around there? That kind of good conversation. I need that. Brother, y'all die Israel. I need that conversation or what was going on. Because our time, we be trying our best to wonder why nobody don't get it. You understand some reason they don't get it because Yahweh, listen, do you know what's written in 644 and 45 of St. John? What's written over there anyway, Brother Yahweh Israel? What's written in 644 and 45? What's written?
Book of St. John 6, verse 44, verse 45 reads. Book of St. John 6, verse 44. No man can come to me except Yahweh the Father, which hath sent me, draws him, and I will raise him up the last day. Verse 45, it is written in the seal, and they shall be all taught of Yahweh, every man and woman. Therefore, that have heard and have learned of Yahweh the Father cometh unto me.
You see that? So, when whatever push you, you don't understand, you got to recognize what spirit is on them, because the Father, the Son said, the Father got to draw you. So the Father has to see fit to draw you, because your mind will not be all over the place. Your mind will be, they call rock study. Spirit will be where when we hear you, it'll be a Proverbs 12:25. See, when we hear you, this is what we're supposed to hear. Proverbs 12:25. We're supposed to hear, Brother Yahweh Israel.
Book of Proverbs 12, verse 25 reads. Book of Proverbs, chapter 12, verse number 25. Heaven is in the mind of man, making it stoop, but a good word making it glad.
See, that is a Yahwali man or woman. What come out your tongue is a good word. 16:24, same book.
Book of Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, health to the bone.
Ain't that something? Read that again. You said a pleasant word is like what, Brother Yah? Brother Yah, guy Israel, listen. Hey, why don't you read that like you head to the penitentiary and tell no seer, come on, go with you. Come on.
Book of Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the and health to the bone.
Ain't that something? You hear the man saying? That's why you got to recognize the spirit on yourself and on others. What did they bring to the table? Huh? What did you bring to the table? A pleasant word? All right. You got, time for that. They bring words that's not pleasant. What that person need? How much time you give them when they? Can you help me out there, brother? You're struggling right now. What is that verse now? He said, now I was gonna give you. You know, I love to say I was gonna give you 3 minutes, but now I'm gonna cut it down to 2. So when you don't hear what you're supposed to hear, see, right, then you got to recognize that's the spirit that's on the individual. But when you hear a pleasant word come out the throat, then your ears get like the elephant ear. You want to hear more. But you always hear gloom and doom and heaviness always, you know, them the kind of things you have to remember what Yahweh is saying. And how much time do you give, Brother Yahweh Israel? Help me. Tell me out there, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Sirach 27, verse number 12. There be among the indiscreet, observe the time, but be continually among men and women of understanding.
Little Daddy CC said. Now they said, what verse is that? What verse is that again, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Sirach 27, verse number 12.
Yes, WCC? Well, fear behind that, we're not going to cut you off tonight. But, you know, it's okay about you not going to cut me off tonight. But, listen, we got to recognize these things, Six Anointed Camps. We got to recognize these things. Listen, when you're in the presence of your brother and your sister, and you see what making them good and happy is, did we get that 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 17 out the way? Yes, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got it out the way. Okay, good. So listen, you're in a conversation, and they want to remember about the good old days. Okay. All right, well, okay, be polite. I had 5 minutes with you. Now I just cut down on 2, that's all. I had 5 minutes for you, but now I got to cut down on 2. Because I got to be what Yahweh say. I got to be about my father's business. See, the time is now. Just on account, the time is now. We got to be about our father's business, and we got to have up some Jeremiah 6:16 all over the place. Give me a half of that. What it says in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16, give me a half of it.
The book of Jeremiah 6, verse number 16 reads, book of Jeremiah chapter 6, verse number 16. Jeremiah 6, verse 16. The say of Yahweh, stand you in the ways and see, and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein.
It's time now to ask for the good way. The good way is what the way we were, because Yahweh made it plain what he going to do. What did the man say he going to do in Jeremiah 30? And this is concerning verse 4. Look what the man said. He made a profound statement in Jeremiah 30, verse 4, and he talked to a specific people we just read to read. Listen to what's read by Brother Yahdai Israel in 30, verse 4 of Jeremiah.
The book of Jeremiah 30, verse number 4. These are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel, northern kingdom, and concerning Yahdai Judah, the southern kingdom.
What are you going to do for southern and northern? What's written that we can read in verse 19 down to verse 22?
Verse number 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. The voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. But also honor them, and they shall not be small. Verse number 20. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that oppress them. Verse 21. Their nobles shall be of themselves. Their governor shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. Who is this that engaged in mind to approach unto me, save Yahweh? Verse 22. You shall be my people. And I will be your Yahweh.
Here's the man saying. So how is this, who going to activate this? The sixth anointed count of forces of the true Israelite. You see the man saying? But do you hear what 19 said? But look at the spirit you got to have in verse 19. What is it say in verse 19, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at Jeremiah 30. Verse number 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry.
Precept that to Acts 2:46. You see, you're going to have a spirit of what this man is saying. To activate, to make this man kick in, your spirit got to be on this. And those that got a contrary spirit to that, you got to pay that no never mind. You're going to blow the bigger picture. And Yahweh said, I sent the seer to tell you. And it bans before it jumps off. You can't put no time. And those that got the wrong spirit and they not have a gladness spirit come out their throat, you don't make no time for that spirit. It's too much. It's way to hear a good word. But you be bogged down with those that won't tell you about things that ain't going to cut it. You lose the time. What are you reading, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Acts 2, verse number 46 reads, they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. You eat their meat with gladness and singleness of mind.
See that? They continue to go with one accord, gladness, breaking bread, and calling their brothers and sisters. That's why we told them, tell them to fix them on the camp. You call your brothers and sisters? And you give them a good word? You don't know it. You ain't got with you no Sabbath day. And that's why I told a brother to get with the two brothers. Get with them. Because I know what spirit they got on them. And when you point to do something, step it up and get it done. Because this is Yahweh doing. And all we're supposed to say, not that all you're supposed to say, is 118:23. What it says in Psalm 118:23, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Psalm 118, verse 23 reads, book of Psalm, chapter 118, verse number 23. This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
That's it. That's all we're supposed to say. See, we got a job to do in the Almighty Yahweh. Now let's run back to Proverbs chapter 16. Run back to Proverbs chapter 16 and pick up verse 19. We're going to look at 19 down to verse 29. Now watch all these bumps and ups and downs come up in this Proverbs. But listen real carefully, Sister Nona Camp, because listen to this real good. You taking notes? Thank you. Proverbs chapter 16, 19 down to verse 29. Listen good.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse number 19 to 29 reads. Proverbs 16, verse number 19. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the low, as it divides the spoil with the proud. Verse 20. He or she that handles a matter wisely shall find good. Whosoever trusted in Yahweh, happy is they. Verse 21. The wise in mind shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. Verse 22. Understanding is the wellspring of life. To him or her that have it. But the instructions of a fool is folly. Verse 23. The mind of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Verse 24. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, health to the bones. Verse 25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man or woman, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Verse 26, he or she that labors for themselves, for his mouth craves it of him. Verse 27, and a Yahqualy man and woman digging up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. Verse 28, a forward man and woman soweth strife, and a whisperer separated sheep free.
Read that last verse again. Well, what he said, do what? What he said, he do what? About Yahweh's love?
Book of Proverbs 16, verse 28. A forward man or woman soweth strife, and a whisperer separated chief friends.
A whisper. You see what a whisper do? So you see where he's telling you how you fold the leaf. When you're in the midst of whispers, you don't tell you what to do for a whisper seed, right? He don't told you all these good things. He's letting you know that the sealing have already taken place in Paul's day. So now listen. Now I know you never heard that before. Because it's a time for the sealing has started already. So when we think we waiting out, but they don't get together now. After I heard it, the seals have already taken place in Paul's day. So when we read the seventh chapter, verse 3 and 4 again, understand something. Paul was talking about it already has started in his day. So we don't know what number that how much left the sixth anointed camp got to do. We don't know how much left. That's why we tell you, see, right? When we tell you something, step it up a little bit. Because it's very important. Because we don't know how many left to be filled. Now, we're doing rehearsing the right to that. And the 7th chapter, verse 3 and 4 says what? Or Revelation?
Book of Revelation, chapter 7. Verse number 3. Verse number 4. Verse number 4 reads. Revelation 7, verse 3, say, for not the earth, nor neither the sea, nor the trees. We have sealed the servants of our Yahweh, and therefore he. Verse number 4, and I heard the number of them which were sealed. There were sealed 144,000, of all the tribes of the families of Israel.
Yeah. But what Paul talking about in 2 Corinthians 1, 2, and 2 there about Yahweh Israel?
Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 22 reads, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 22, who have also sealed death, given the earnest of the Spirit into our minds.
You follow that? So something got to be sealed in your mind to recognize folly, and if a tongue that you are communicating with do not have the tongue of the spirit of the Bible, you have to be clear what he's telling you to do. You can't keep losing ground. You got to recognize what the Bible stands if the tongue do not go along with the Bible, what is written in Romans 16, 17?
Look at Romans chapter 16, verse number 17, read. Look at Romans 16, verse 17. I beseech you, brothers and sisters, mark you, which call division and offense, contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them.
In the book of Hebrew, Pluto tried to call Hebrew, so this sermon got to be where now Paul was invited to the southern kingdom, great big temple. So he got on the microphone. He said, he said, Peter, can I get on the microphone? He said, yeah, Paul. Although you're a Benjamite, go on, get on the microphone. Got something to say? What you got to say, Paul? 8 verse 10.
The book of Hebrews. Do the word Hebrews. Chapter 8, verse number 10, read. For this is the covenant that I will make with the family of Israel after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my Torah instruction into their mind, write them in their mind, and I will be to them a Yahweh. They shall be my people.
The Torah instruction got to be written in your mind. It got to be written in your mind, see, right? You got the old past must be written in your mind in Sirach 12, 27.
The book of Sirach, verse number 27 reads. Book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse number 27.
Sirach 12, 27.
I only go to 18 and 12.
Give me that verse. Again, that brother Yahweh Israel, what about observing the time? How much time you got to put in on when you see something contrary to what you getting ready to read out of the Bible? How much time do you give, brother Yahweh Israel? I was just getting ready to give you 5-10 minutes, maybe a half an hour. But all of a sudden, then what kicked in, what the seer said, and what did the seer say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 27, verse number 12, read. If thou be among the indiscreet, observe the time. Be continually among men and women of understanding.
Yeah. 27:12. Okay. Thank you, brother Yahweh Israel. 27:12. And see, that's what it's all about, sister daughter count. You know, it's all about one thing. Just not always taking a pile of notes. Go over your notes, and that's why we say it now. Get out your notepad, book. Take each other's telephone number down. Somewhere in the middle of the week, before the week, make this call. Give one of your brothers or sisters a good word. They might need it. They get enough. You know, we hear a lot of testimonies with them old witchy 6 days. Yeah, the 6 days is wicked. But you can help a brother and sister in the midst of the week by dropping a call, giving them a word from the Bible. You'd be surprised. They might be on their head somewhere. When we see brothers and sisters in the sixth anointing camp come, and we see them again the following 6 days, 7 days, or whatever, we have to take hold to dropping them a good word in the middle of the week. That's when you become your brother and sister's people, the one that's in the Word, not the one that's outside. Yahweh told you don't worry about all that. He told you plainly. He told you plainly in what 5 verse 12. What he untold you already? See, certain things he untold you already in 1 Corinthians 5:12. Did he say something, brother Yahweh Israel, in 5:12?
Book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 5, verse number 12 reads, what am I to do? To judge them also that are without? Do not you judge them that are within.
Mm-hmm. 13. So the ones that's without, listen to me. The ones that you look in your book, you got six of them on account. Those that without, Yahweh said, why are you doing a job that is not your job? Your job is to do what is told to you and do it as a champion. He said, the ones that's without, he said, I take care of that. The Father got to draw them. And when they return, make sure you don't know what kind of spirit they got on them. That's how you got to get immediately into the Word. You might be able to save them, because anytime you not inside of the six anointed camp, your mind is at a standstill. The first one can prove me wrong, step up to the plate. The first one can prove me wrong, step up to the plate. That's why we know when this happened in the six anointed camp, step to the plate and immediately put some book on them. Huh? Put some book on them, see you right here. We tell you in advance, it's time to come. What does it say in verse 13?
5, verse 13. For them that are without, you are quite just. Therefore, put away from among yourself that wicked person.
You see that? So Yahweh said, why are you worried about something that's without? That's going to be no never mind to you. You got to be focused in, and we're going to read that in tomorrow night lesson when Ezra came to the table. And the spiritual Ezra, the same thing. Why you worried? Listen, what I want you to do is what I tell you to do, Ezra. He said, that part is already taken care of. He said, sooner or later, it's going to be the six anointed camps of boys of Jerusalem, they'll take care of that part. You need to take care of the part that your life is involved. Same thing, I'll tell you, Steve Ray. The man is talking some good talk, and we got to be able to deal with it. Now come back, remember he said, hold back the four winds. Now let's run back and show you why he said, hold back the four winds in 2nd Ezra 13. I ain't forget about that, Brother Yahdah Ezra. I ain't forget about it. Let's run back to 2nd Ezra 13, verse 5. Then he said, hold back the four winds. So let the wind blow the tree. And hold on. We didn't get that Corinthians chapter 2 out the way. What it says in 2, let's pick up verse 12. Down to verse 15. 1 Corinthians 2, 12 down to verse 15. Listen to what he said here. Then we start winding this thing down, Brother Yahdah Israel. 1 Corinthians 2, 12 down to verse 15 says what?
Book of 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12 through 15, read. Book of 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12. And we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of Yahuwah, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yahuwah. Verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the righteous spirit teaches. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Verse 14. But the natural man received not the things of the spirit of Yahuwah. They are foolishness unto him or her. Neither can they know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Verse 15. But he or she that is spiritual judges all things. But they themselves are judged of no man or woman. Verse 16.
Mm-hmm. That's good. 15. So see, when you spiritual, when you know the word, you the judge. You judge them according to the Bible. If you find, as you talk to a brother and sister, and kindness is coming out their word, out their mouth, it's worth having a conversation with them. Kindness of Yahuwah. But if all you hear is backbiting, murmuring, complaining, and there he go again, and there she go again, he told you that what you did to yourself, You got over your head, whether you know it or not. And guess what? He tell you plainly, if you receive accusation, the who shot John in your ear, you got that over your head. It ain't but one way to get out of it. You already know how to get out of it. We don't go through it in this lesson. You can't receive them. You can't entertain that. Do you gonna go every time you pick that phone up and somebody murmuring, complaining, and backbiting, and always whining and dying? You gonna go broke. Because if you don't do it, Yahweh watching you. He said, okay, you heard all that now. Okay, well, when you hit that box then? Well, how long will you hit that box? And it's going to remain over your head until you do it. Because you received it. And you've been told in advance not to do it. But every time you receive a murmur, complaining, backbiting, and that kind of spirit in your ear, and you are entertained, it's over your head, and you ain't no way you can get out of it unless you hit that box. And when you get to hitting that box long enough, it's going to come to you, whoa, I better stop receiving this. I'm going broke. And that's what a man telling you. So it's up to you. Continue to entertain conversation just from without and always got a murmur or backbiting spirit in your ear and you listening to it and you don't do what Yahweh tell you to do behind it, but if that's seeing off of you, then it is over your head. As a matter of fact, well, I give it to you, WCC. I give it to you, that's what you want. 5:1-17 of Leviticus. I give it to you. Well, see, we know sooner or later, WCC, 500 million members. We know you're going to break ranks sooner or later. We already know that already. Because your evil ways can't continue. It's only a matter of time. What it say in Leviticus chapter 5:1-17?
Book of Leviticus chapter 5. Verse number 1, verse 17 reads, Book of Leviticus 5, verse 1. If a person sins, hear the voice of swearing, and is a witness, whether he or she has seen or known of it, if they do not utter it, then they shall bear their sin. Verse 17. And if a person sins, commit any of these sins which are forbidden to be done by the Torah instructions of Yahweh, though they wist it not, yet they are guilty. They shall bear their sin.
So if you hear all that murmur, complaining, and backbiting in your ear, and you continue to hear, he said, ain't none, your only way out is 3811 of Sirach. Your only way out. And you don't get tired of being doing the 3811, ain't you? What it say in 3811 of Sirach?
Book of Sirach, chapter 38. Verse number 11 reads, Sirach 38, verse number 11. Give a sweet savor and a memorial fine flower and make a fat offering.
Mm-hmm. Then you know what Yahweh going to say? Let's go to Mark. Matthew. Let me show you what Yahweh going to say. Here it is right here. It's written what Yahweh going to say, but until that is on the table. Once you have did that, then Yahweh kicks in the ninth chapter, and this is what he says. This is what Yahweh says in the ninth chapter. Pick up in verse red. Pick it up in red where it says son. 9 verse 2. Pick up in red, that brother Yahweh is written. That's the Yahweh word talking. What did he say?
Matthew 9 verse 2. Son, be of good cheer. Your sins be forgiven you.
Here's a man sin. So until you do what the man telling you to do, you got the sin over your head. And your sin is not going to be forgiven until you get the sin off on your head. So keep on entertaining, backbiting, murmuring, complaining, conversation. Be part of it. Your sin is not going to be forgiven until you make a fat free will offering. You got it? And it's a guilty, right? That was the man saying. Then he'll say, 8 verse 12, you in the book of Hebrews. Then he'll talk. He talked out of Paul's mouth. Listen, he talked right out of Paul's mouth. In 8 verse 12, listen what he said.
The book of Hebrews. Do the word Hebrews, chapter 8, verse number 12, read. The book of Hebrews. Do the word Hebrews, 8, verse number 12. For I'll be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins. And their sins will I remember no more.
Then he said, I remember no more. But did he make it plain to you again? Now in 5 verse 14 of St. John, then he also said something to you. He said, I ain't gonna remember no more. But look what he says in 5:14 of St. John.
Book of St. John 5, verse number 14 reads, St. John 5, verse 14. Afterwards, I qualified them in the temple and said unto them, behold, you are made whole. Sin no more. This the worst thing come unto you.
Ain't that right? You hear that Bible talking to you, 6 and 9 account? Listen, understand what the man said. Conversation is not about, just says Yahweh, cheerful spirit, where you had 5 minutes with that time, cut it down to 1. Go on about your business. This thing going to be over your head until you make a fat free will offering. It's going to remain over your head. You got it? Now let's go back to this wind. We'll bag it down, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's go back to this. You told them, great big member spirit over there in prophecy, hold back this full wind. Hold it back. Don't let it blow on the trees and all that. But a kind of mind is thinking about some local wind. You know the wind hitting the trees right now. But that's what a kind of mind would talk. We just precept your Bible in 2 Ezra 13, 5 through 11, and we have a conclusion of the matter. What it says in 2 Ezra 13, 5 through 11? What the conclusion of the matter is, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of 2 Ezra, chapter 13, verse number 5 through 11 reads. Book of 2 Ezra 13, verse number 5. Now after this I beheld, and lo, there was gathered together a multitude of men out of number from the four winds of the heaven to subdue the men that came out of the sea.
Hold on, Brother Yahweh Israel. Hold on, but the four winds of what? What was the four winds again? He was holding back there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Take your plane, Brother Yahweh Israel. What was the four winds?
A multitude of men.
Nations. He's holding these nations back right now. He's holding these nations right until we get you on your feet. He got some great big old missile spirit holding back the nations back from delivering you up, see, right? This is to tell you that is the four winds, the missile spirit, the four winds is people of nations. All these big governments, Proverbs 21:1-2 there. Knock it out, Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse number 1 and 2. Book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse number 1. Proverbs 21, verse 1. The king's mind is in the hand of Yahweh as rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Verse number 2.
Whatever way he will, good enough. So, see, Yahweh is running this game, see, right? You're so busy watching that one-eyed thing. Yahweh is in control. He got these great big missile spirits holding back the four leading nations right now until you get the seal to understand you got a seer in your midst and you got anointed people in your midst. It's time now to take heed to the message. We ain't got time for nothing but some dust there, Yahweh. You think you're going to continue to tell the ministry to hold back them nations? You see what they're doing to you right now? He's trying to tell you something through the mouth of the 6th anointed count. Recognize what's on the table. Make adjustment according to the Bible. And understand what Yahweh said in Daniel. He said something to Daniel. I got to get come over here and come in. Here's Brother Yahweh Israel. He says something in Daniel chapter 3. Look what he says in Daniel chapter 3. See, you got to understand what he's saying in Daniel chapter 3. What he in Daniel chapter 3, this one was said, and we can all hear it together. In Daniel chapter 3, what was said in Daniel chapter 3, 16 and 17. Well, what? Listen to this.
Book of Daniel 3, verse 16, verse 17 reads. Book of Daniel chapter 3, verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Verse 17. If it be so, our Yahweh whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. He will deliver us out of your hand, O King.
You see the man saying? So why are we worrying about all what they got, what they concocted up on the table? Why is that don't even cross out of mind? Because we know what our mighty one will do. Huh? See, we know what our mighty one got in store for us. You know what he told, what he said in the 16th chapter, brother, y'all die in your prayer, Matthew. What did he say? What he told the chief speaker nation of Israel? What did he say? He said something. So we got to bow. What did he say? And you got to watch these spirits. You know, they all up in that one eye, say, backbite, murmur, complaining. But look what he said. And read in 31 down where it says, 16, make it 14, verse 31, pick up where it says, what?
The book of
Matthew, chapter 14, verse 31, down the last two lines where it says, what?
Look at Matthew 13, verse 31.
14. 14.
Book of Matthew 14.
Yes, sir.
Verse 31 reads, O you of little faith, wherefore did you doubt?
Why you keep dumb? It ain't a ministry that's on the planet existence day can hold a counter to the six anointed camp of the true Israelites. Why are you so studying darkness? WCC, 500 million members. Why are you there on the network? And hear what we got to say. The world is listening to us. And we still doubt what to do and how to do it. You still try to entertain that one-eyed faith. We tell you the man is working with the voices of the true Israelites. B-O-T-T-Y. And we as ecstatic in ourselves in his word. The game cells don't have a clue what's going on until they hear from us. So we trying to organize you or the six anointed camp to communicate with your brother and sister within. Give them a word in the middle of the week. Exchange words with your brother and your sister. That's within. Those that's without, Yahweh says, I take care of that. If they don't show up at the six anointed camp, you understand what to do. But the ones that you looking at, communicate with your brother and sister. Give them a good word. Not a backbiting, murmuring, complaining word, because that's the same as them. We'll leave it like that. We leave it like that. We'll pick it up again with Brother Yagdon this time tomorrow night. Say something, Steve Ray. We tell you something. Is you going to take heed to a 6-9 account? Huh? You going to take notes? You going to get your book? You going to get the numbers in? You going to give your brother and sister a call and give them a good word from Yahweh? Then you got a J520 coming. Then you got a Matthew 25:21 coming. Take heed to what I'm saying, Jacob. Brother Yahdai Israel, we'll leave it like that. And you're on the clock for your closing statement. And what you say about what you got to say about that? Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out, see Israel, a sea royal, great word key to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And remember one thing, see, Ray. One thing about it is we come humble, but this ministry's aim for the six anointed camps to do one thing. It's time now to gather yourself together on one mind, communicate with your brothers and sisters about the scriptures, about making sure you can dot the I and cross the T. and just as Yahweh. You got it? Good. Let's bring the elder back in, and he'll give you a conclusion of his statements on tape number 37. Remember one thing, he'll be on Pal Talk. I'll be riding shotgun. If any questions or comments on anything we have said, we still there for you. You see what we're trying to tell you? We still there for you. Elder, but scroll, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me back until tonight's broadcast. And we hope all of you thus far have enjoyed listening to our broadcast and still have your Bibles open, because we still welcome and thank you for listening to the broadcast that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word. Connect in the books, as you usually see us do, for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And this is done because you have knocked. This is information that you came to seek, and now you found that what you have sought, and the voices of the tribe, and the voices of the true Israelite tribe, Yadav, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that were open are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The Sabbath class, for the members that know, the top part is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We have a website address also for the members to use. To get there, on any search engine, type www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big lion, you're going to see some choices. One would be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live? Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you, your family, and friends throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine, right on that search line, type Yahweh Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H, @gmail.com. This to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You know, you can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we have a few numbers also you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is an international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 61 accounts of Yahweh's ministry. Now, we do have a few numbers also, as I said before. The first one is 319-527-6065. 6065. And the other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave message. Now, if you've missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine, type in Yakwa Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, after the normal broadcasts, we're also on Pell Talk, where your biblical education will continue. We'll be listed under African American. Look for ethnic groups, African American. Find the Voices of the True Israelite. This is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer questions on the table will be Elder Tibbs, as said before, with Seer Israel Writing Shotgun. No comments will be taken off topic or multiple text questions answered, as I've seen before. Not following the righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict misuse. Also, teaching, as I said before, if our program ends, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahweh be with you all. At this particular time, we'll pass our program back over to our seer Israel. Keep those Bibles open. Teaching is still in session. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Thank you, Mr. Tim. And one thing about it, see, right, you remember, well, say, you got any questions pertaining to anything we have said, or you just figure out a way to get in Pal Talk. You know, step to the microphone, and whatever question that you want to be asked, they'll be able to ask your question in there. And I'll be riding shotgun, you know, be able to have, answer your questions. Get your question now. Step to the plate. If you got one, no problem. All right, one thing about it, we got other Mother's Day on assignment out of town, so all our prayers go with the mothers that's out of town. Yeah, take care of being soundly down south and return back in grand style to the mothers that's on assignment. And one thing about it, Yahweh knows all in you all, and that's the key. Keep your Yahweh first, and then one thing, our prayers with you, to make sure you make always make a decision in Yahweh. That's the key. So we're going to run back and peek around and see if we find Mother D up Israel. And let them know she got to ride solo. Well, she's capable of riding solo in grand style. But one thing about it, for instance, Leo Israel is a wide-eyed bushy tail, too. So same stuff. We'll see. So one thing about it, see, Ray, the fox tail has been lit, the curtain hell went up. It's time to understand one thing now. You got to not understand. This man is from a family. This word, we got to step it up in just as Yahweh. And we got to ask for the old path. You know if the old path is consistent on, let's bring the mother in. Let's bring the mother in when you meet the mother. But allow, well, matter of fact, we're going to be swinging out around Detroit, Michigan, too, at the same token, and we'll secretly get a princess to kind of help us this in the night lesson. So, Mother D.F. Israel, Yahweh be there, Seer Roy.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seer Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mother D.F. Israel, do you think they need some more? Should we just play music or give him some more?
Give him some more.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah,
God. That's the kind of spirit I'm talking about. See all this old apologetic spirit and that what I say spirit? That is not the way you're supposed to conduct yourself in these hours we're on right now. Princess, Leo Israel, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan, YBC, right? we got to nuke somebody. Guess we ain't going to nuke you. We'll nuke Campo out of Detroit. Yeah? Well, you do what you want to do to your radio station. Mo D up Israel, she's qualified to take it all the way in. So we understand that. Now, we was reading about this four wins. So now we found this four wins got a little bit more on the table. These four wins are talking about men, Mother D up Israel. So let's come to 2 Ezra, chapter 13, and we'll take it down from 5 to verse 11. 2 Ezra, chapter 13, 5 down to verse 11. Let's see if we can get a little bit more of this conversation. 2 Ezra 13, 5 down to verse 11. Your clock come up.
2 Ezra chapter 13, 5 down to 11.
Yes, ma'am. Sound good to me.
2 Ezra chapter 13, verses 5. And after this, I beheld, and lo, there were gathered together a multitude of men out of numbers from the four winds of the heavens to subdue the men that came out of the sea. Verse 6, but I beheld, and lo, he had graved himself a great mountain and flew up upon it. Verse 7. But I would have seen to range or place where out the hill was graven, and I could not. Verse 8. After this I beheld, and lo, all they that which gathered together to subdue him were so afraid, and yet thus fight. Verse 9. And lo, as he saw the violence of the multitude that came, he neither lifted up his hand, nor held sword, nor any instrument of war. Verse 10. But only I saw that he sent out of his mouth as it had been a blast of fire, and out of his lips a flaming breath, and out of his tongue he cast out sparks and tempest. Verse 11. And they were all mixed together, the blast of fire, the flaming breath, and the great tempest, and fell with violence upon the multitude which was prepared to fight, and burned them up every one, so that upon a substance of an innumerable multitude, no thing was to be perceived but only dust and smell of smoke. When I saw this, I was afraid.
Ain't that something? You hear what the seer said? The Almighty showed him about these four winds that he's holding back right now. He said they all got themselves together. And matter of fact, what were they assembling themselves at according to Joel chapter 2? This book is the greatest piece of literature it is there, Mother dear of Israel. So the seer says he was shown all them great big dignitaries' armies, got themselves together. And Joel chapter 3, let's see if we can tie this day. Look what he told them. He done some great big talk. And Joel 3, 10 down to verse 12. Listen to this. See, that's why we keep doing. You got your eyes on this one eye thing. And the one you should be watching and jumping in heavy as you can get it is the six anointed camps of voices of the Jewish life. We got the story, and we all tell the same thing every Sabbath day. and communicate with our brothers and sisters all through the week. Look what's going on here in Joel chapter 3, verse number 10 through 12. Let's see what it says there. Yes, ma'am. Joel chapter 3, 10 through 12.
Joel chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Verse 11. Assemble yourself and come all you nations and gather yourselves together round about hither. Cause your mighty ones to come down. O Yahuwah, verse 12, let the nation be weakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I set to judge all the nations round about.
Ain't that clever? You mean he had already told the third of the four winds, got them there together, and he already going to put them all together, all in one spot, all. All you big old strong nation, come on together. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one of y'all, come on together. Back up to the second chapter. Back up to the second chapter. Yeah, Joel 2. And let, you know, it's like a, you imagine, Eddie, you'll watch old Cat Nate on TV when he already stung the mouse already, and the mouse can't get back to his hole. So the cat just going to play with it. And this is Yahuwah trying to change. Right? Everybody that doing what they're doing, all the stuff they're doing, that's Yahuwah turning up on them to see how many you will understand this is the work of Yahuwah's hand. He better slap them at the same way the cat slapped the mouse when he'll wound him where he can't move no more. He won't play with him before he destroys.
Mm-hmm.
Joel 2, Peter verse 11. Down to verse 13.
Joel chapter 2, verses 11 to 13. Verse 11. And Yahuwah shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that execute his word. For the day of Yahuwah is great and very terrible, and who can abide it. Verse 12. Therefore also, now says Yahuwah, turn you even to me with all your mind, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. 13. And render your mind, and not your garment, and turn unto Yahuwah your Yahuwah. For he is merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repented him of the evil.
So you see the man trying to tell you, I'm sending the last messages that you need, forces of to his life, the six anointed count. Turn to your Yahuwah with all your might. Turn to him. Stop all that murmuring, complaining, backbiting, watching that one-eyed face. The man is taking you up top, step by step. What are you going to do? He's holding the four winds back. He's waiting to turn the light off on this thing here. And you know how you're going to do it? Let me show you how you're going to do it. Revelation 18:21. Let me show you how you're going to do it. Then we can read how you're going to do it once you understand you got the seal on you. You know when to move, when voices of the true Israelite move, you move. Mm-hmm. See what the man saying in 18:21 of Revelation.
Revelation chapter 18, verse 21. And a mighty ministering spirit took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city, Babylon, be thrown down and shall be found no more at all.
And you trying to get all your benefits together for your rainy, your summer day and time to come. See, this is what your problem is, see, right? You trying to still hold on to Babylon the Great, the world system, and this man telling you, I'm going to close this down, and with violence, I'm going to throw this thing down. The last thing you're going to be doing with your mind, or that one-eyed Satan told you, you see, six northern cats will tell you what time it is. Is you going to pay attention? Now, what is all this about? What is all this about? Then we'll read what it's all about. Come back to the third chapter and pick up verse 1 and 2. This is what this all is about right here. All this is about is Joel the seer, 3, 1, and 2.
Okay. I got it. Yeah. Okay. Always have problems. Okay.
Joel, chapter 3, 1, 2, then skip down to 20 and 21. So listen. What are you trying to tell you, Steve, right? We, the six anointed counts, got your answer. We ain't got time for your murmuring, backbiting, complaining, because the word got to go forward. So when you recognize the spirit of someone want to communicate with you, if it ain't about a good tongue or the word of Yahweh, cut your ties with them. Because Yahweh said, hey, if you don't pay attention to what I'm saying, then I'm going to deliver you up. We tell you from the mouth of the seer and the ones that are anointed in the sixth anointed camp. It's time to teach the Bible uncut, but pay attention and do it when you're on the clock. Okay. Joel chapter 3, 1 and 2.
Joel chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, drop down to 20 and 21. Joel chapter 3, verse 1. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Yahdad Judah and Yahdad Judah Israel. Verse 2, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down unto the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Verse 20. And Yahdad Judah shall dwell forever, and Yahdad Judah from generation to generation. 21. For I will clean their blood that I have not cleaned, for Yahweh dwells in Yahdad Judah.
We said, I'll cleanse them. He said, hey, you're getting cleansed now. We going to cleanse you, see, right with this word. We're going to give you a big belly full of words, letting you know what you got to do if you know you're the lead tribe. You got to step it up now. Read verse 16.
Joel chapter 3, verse 16. Yahweh also shall roar out of Yahdad Judah and utter his voice from Yahdad Judah, and the heavens and the earth shall shake, but Yahweh will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel.
Verse 17.
So shall ye know that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, dwelling in Yahdad Judah, my righteous mountain. Then shall Yahdad Judah be righteous, and there shall no stranger pass through her anymore.
So what will we be doing? And since we know all this good stuff, let's go to the book of Hebrew. We try to call Hebrew. Chapter 11, verse 6. So we know that how this thing will unfold. And we is dragging our feet. I'm still instructing our loved ones to pay attention, and that's why the head of a family got to understand how he got to present himself in the word of Yahweh. Where are everybody in order? We know what's going on. We ain't got time for the world with a moaning and groaning, always murmuring, complaining, backbiting. We got to be about our Father's business. Matter of fact, I got to pull a rabbit out of the hat on that. Let's run the loop for a minute. I'm going to show you what he's saying you got to be about.
Okay.
See, we got to be about something, Steve, right? And we're watching you, 6 anointed calf, because we know the trap is going to spring from us. And that's why we must have us some, well, we must have us some. We must have us some, let's see what we got to have us some. We got to have us some Luke chapter 2, what we need. What we need there. Now why I get stuck? We need to have us some Luke chapter 2. If you're going to help me out, have Mother D up this way. It's all good. Now, we got to be about something that Yahweh the Son said. He made a profound statement. And if you want to help me out, you know, I appreciate it. He said something. Someone said, and
Luke chapter 249.
He made a profound statement.
And Luke chapter 2, verse 49.
Excellent. See, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, you want to make the fear happen? This is literal like we just got through here. Bring it. Bring it, Mother D.F. Israel.
Luke chapter 2, verse 49. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wish you not that I must be about my Father's business?
You see what we're trying to say? You got to be about your Father's business now. Okay, keep on back. All this murmuring, complaining, back. Do you know what Yahweh got written over there in Corinthians 10, verse 10 behind that kind of spirit? You know it? It's written in Corinthians 10:10 with the murmuring, backbiting, always got a negative approach out the mouth, nothing good to say. You know what Yahweh? He told Paul to tell the northern kingdom in 10:10. What did he say in 10 verse 10?
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 10. Neither murmur you as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer.
Mother of Israel, if you're a murmur, complainer, and backbiter, what you got coming, according to 10:10?
You'll be destroyed by the destroyer. The destroyer.
Hey, that's something. Use that Bible plan. So you see what you're putting on the table? That's why you got to repent habit and change your whole demeanor. And Sirach, chapter 4, 7 through 9. And the whole other thing you can grab is Sirach, chapter 4, 7 down to verse 9. What does it say, Mother?
Okay.
Right. Sirach, chapter 4, 7 down to verse 9. What does it say there, Mother D up Israel?
Okay. Sirach, chapter 4, verse 7 to 9.
Yes, ma'am. What does it say?
Verse 7. Get yourself the love of the congregation and bow your head to a great man. Verse 8. Let it not grieve you to bow down thine ear to the poor and give him a friendly answer with meekness. Verse 9. Deliver him that suffer wrong from the hand of the oppressor, and be not faint-minded when thou sittest in judgment.
Ain't that something? Read verse 7 again.
Verse 7. Get yourself the love of the congregation and bow your head.
And bow your head. Get yourself the love of the congregation. And bow that head. Get that knee right. You're just me, like, you just ran the sand. That's what he's saying. The book of Hebrew, we decided to call Hebrew 11, verse 6. See, we're here for you. You got to do the right thing.
Okay.
The book of Hebrew. We decided to call Hebrew 11, verse 6, what it say?
The book of Hebrews, polluted for Eber, 11, verse 6. But without the covenant, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to Yahweh must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Diligently means carefully seeks him, and he is a reward. He says it's impossible to please him if you ain't doing what he telling you to do. Then you made a promise in 25 verse 40. What he says in Matthew 25 verse 40? He made a promise to you in 25 verse 40. What he say in Matthew 25 verse 40?
Okay. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, truly I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of these least of these of my brother, you have done it unto me.
I guess so. Hey, Edna, he says, when you go contrary to those I have anointed to take care of this business, and you don't bow at me in a herd, it's just like you ain't bow at me to me. He said, a warrant he got anointed to take care of his business, if you don't bow your knee to them, the one I got appointed at his business, is it just like you have done it to me. But he got all the power, but he gonna tell you exactly what he gonna do with all the power he got in the 25th chapter, verse 30 of Matthew. So then we're gonna tell you. Understand something. Yahweh got an anointed group called the six anointed camps of voices over to his life. If you don't get your spirit right and bow that knee and get your spirit right and stop being a murmur, complaining, backbiter, you know what Yahweh got for you? He got a reason. He will see what you have, most of Israel, read 25, verse 30. Okay, what does it say in Matthew 25, verse 30? Yeah, what does it say?
Matthew 25, verse 30. And cast you the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
You see what he's saying? He said, unprofitable service. You ain't going to do what I tell you to do. He said, you're going to be cast into out of darkness where there is going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And don't think he don't get the little ones, too. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 2:23. I'm going to show how Yahweh operates. Let's show you something. 2 Kings. Chapter 224 and 225. Let's see what he says in 2 Kings 2:24 and 25. Let's see what he says.
Okay. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. Verse 24. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of Yahweh. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood and tare 42 children of them, 25. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria.
And curse, he said, Yahweh.
42 children.
You see the man just dead. Listen, the power is in the hand of the seer. The seer, you got a problem seeing it? Yes. He turned around and cursed the little ones in the name of Yahweh. And Yahweh said, sea bear. You know what he told him, sea bear? Imagine a sea bear that cubs. And feel that you are a threat to the cubs. Do you know, just like a mother today, you know, it's been things shown on TV that her baby got caught up on the car and a woman raised up the car and got a baby out of money. I heard that story. I don't know the truth or not. But I know one thing. When a mother is told her offspring is in trouble, they get sent from somewhere. See, when that seer seen these two kids, these 40 kids mocking him, he cursed them in the name of Yahweh. And Yahweh told the she bear, not the he bear, she bear. They mess with your cubs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And them she bears came and told them babies a new one, didn't they?
Yeah.
See, the power of this man is trying to tell you something. It's certain things you don't cross the line on. You don't cross the line. Because Yahweh, all he's waiting on the seer to say, what's the problem here? Well, I got a little problem here. Okay. Do you know what's written? Help me out in the verse of Sirach. I need Sirach 4 verse 7. What it says in 4 verse 7? Tell me out there. We don't understand that the power that he has given in the sixth anointing camp to take care of his bed. In Sirach 4 verse 7. Can you help me out there, Mother B. of Israel?
Yeah, that's what we got there. Sirach chapter 4 verse 7.
What it say?
Get yourself the love of the congregation and bow your head to a great man.
Okay, well, that ain't what I want. I'll come up with that tomorrow. I want the verse where he says, well, what do 5 verse 7 say? I'm looking for me a hit. I'm looking for, I wonder why I don't come up short on that verse. Sirach 5 verse 7.
Sirach chapter 5 verse 7. Make no tarrying to turn to Yahweh, and put not off from day to day.
I'm missing where I ain't on it. I don't even want to telegraph what I'm missing. I just leave it alone until Monday. See, it pertains to this verse right here in 2 Kings when. The seer had a problem. I tell you what, I get it another way. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 36, 14 down to verse 16. We'll get it another way. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, 14 to 16. We'll get it another way. That's all. See what I'm saying, right? When Yahweh got a calling on. And when you violate against the sixth anointed camp, any way it was so far, put bass in your voice, or a murmur, or a backbiter, complainer, Yahweh don't like. You say, it's just like you've done it to me. They got to come get the one to get on their feet. They don't have time to entertain folly. So we say it here in 2 Chronicles 36, 14 and 16. 14, 15 and 16. What did it say there, Moses of Israel?
2 Chronicles chapter 14 to 16.
Yeah, 14 out of verse 16. I wish I had a book to teach, but that's okay. Go ahead.
2 Chronicles chapter 36 verse 14. Moreover, all the chiefs of the priests and the people transgressed sin very much after all the abominations of the nation. And polluted the temple of Yahweh, which he had hallowed in Yahdah Judah. Verse 15. And Yahweh of their fathers sent to them by his messenger, raising betime and sending because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. Verse 16. But they marked the messengers of Yahweh and despised his words and misused his seers until the wrath of Yahweh arose against his people till there were no remedy.
So, when you mark the seer, Yahweh said that is the end of it. If you put base in your boss against those that be anointed, that triggers off Yahweh to be very angry with you. So we got to know how to stop crossing the line. We let that worldly spirit get in the way. So let another spirit say, I tell you what's here. I let you pull that verse out. I'm going to pull the verse out. But take number 37. Swing over to the fourth chapter and pick up verse 6. Verse 6. So listen, see one thing about it. When you engrowing with Yahweh's word, he said, I'll tell you what, see, I let you pull that verse out. I know what you want. I just let you know about yourself. Make it 4 verse 6. Make a note. Take it on the cap. You make a note of it because next time I need this verse, make sure you be able to give it to me. 4 verse 6. What does it say?
Sirach chapter 4 verse 6. For if he curse you in the bitterness of his soul, his prayer shall be heard of him that made him.
Ain't that something? Now let's go back and get that Second King one more time. Understanding that. Let's come back to Second Kings again and pick up verse number as verse 23. So now let's see it again and we'll close out with this. So if the seer cuts you, if he got a problem with you, Yahweh going to hear him. Here's going to case in point, 17, 2, 23, and 24. What does it say?
Second Kings, chapter 2.
Chapter 2, verse 23 and 24.
Second Kings, chapter 2.
23 and 24.
Second Kings, chapter 2, verse 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 24 and 25, or verse 23?
Make it 23 and 24.
And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and marked him and said unto him, go up, you bald-headed. Go up, thou bald-headed. Verse 24. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of Yahweh. And there came forth two she-bears out of the woods and tear 40 and two children of them.
Hey, that's up. So you see how quick he recalled? Four verse six again, and close the statement. 4 verse 6 is the rock. You hear the man saying? 4 verse 6.
Sirach chapter 4 verse 6. For if he curse you in the bitterness of his soul, his prayer shall be heard of him that made him.
Ain't that something?
Yes.
Well,
it is.
Whatever the case is, Yahweh said, if my seer don't like what's going on and he reported to me, he's going to respond. Keep getting the murmurs, backbiters, and complaints. And when you anoint one, the same problem is on the clock. Keep that in mind, what the Bible saying on take 37. Maldeen of Israel, asking again, you held down in green cloud. What you close to say my eye and that is, come on.
Psalms 27. Yahweh is the light, is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Verse 2. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Mother D.F. Israel, excellent. And all prayers go out to the other mothers that's out of town on a journey or in business. Understand one thing. Our prayers are with you, but one thing about it, make all the decisions and just say it's Yahweh. Get you everybody, one come on online, a pal talk, you're welcome to it. Got any questions pertaining to this lesson? Step to the microphone. We're here for you. That's what we're here. We're here for you. Got a question? Come to the microphone. But never be a murmur, backed by the complainer. Catch your own prayer talk. Yahweh be with you all. Shalom. And Mother D.F. Israel. Shalom.
Shalom.
Be too late.